Hey there, Crystal fans. This is Dwight House, creator of the Crystal Archive, and you're listening to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 6. Crystal Archive Podcast theme by Tan Soon. Thank you very much, Tan Soon, for that excellent piece of music. You'll be hearing more of his music at the end as the closing theme. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been quite a while since my last podcast, about a month and a few days, a month and a week or so. And I'd like to start out this podcast by talking about some general podcast news. So, first of all, I have a correction from last time. In the previous podcast, I related my story about how I was waiting for the Wii to come out in front of Walmart with my friend from New Orleans. Well, that was a mistake. He's actually from Baton Rouge. Just wanted to correct that. Second thing, a couple people love the new theme by Tan Soon so much that they emailed me about it. And I've decided to put those themes on the site for everyone to enjoy in their full quality without my annoying voice talking over them. So you can find those in the audio section. I'll be talking about that update in just a minute. As you're probably noticing right about now, there's some background music playing behind my voice, and they're audio tracks from Star Fox Adventures. I got the idea for having continual background music that's, you know, low volume, kind of ambient, from a new podcast I've begun listening to a couple months ago, the Go Nintendo podcast. And if you're interested in any Nintendo news, I recommend that podcast and their website fully. They have all the news, all the time, really fast. Something like 10 or 12 updates an hour about Nintendo. It's crazy. They have stuff before IGN and any other video game news site I've ever seen. So the people behind that are really dedicated. Listen to their podcast. It's great and funny. All right, and then the final thing, last time on the Crystal Archive podcast, I asked for suggestions for the April Fool's Day 2007 joke this year. Last year, I changed the Crystal Archive into the Renamon Archive, and Eggman of the KLA did the same by changing the Crystal Lovers Association into the Renamon Lovers Association. We had a barrel of laughs. I should say, a barrel roll full of laughs about it. And it was highly successful. We tricked many people. And I want to do the same thing this year, only with new jokes. And I couldn't think of anything that was really unique, so I asked for suggestions from you guys. Email me a suggestion for what to do on April Fool's. And I received no less than 13 suggestions in the last month and a half, so... And some of them are really, really good. I'm leaning hard towards one of them already. But if you have some more suggestions, send them on. I'll be happy to take them. I'm making a big old list, and when April rolls around, I'll choose one of them and use it. But suffice to say, I have enough suggestions for the next 10 or 15 years. So, this is the new podcast, episode 6. It's being recorded today, Saturday. February 17th, 2007, around 1:30 p.m., and hopefully it'll be out before the end of the day. And y'all can listen to it this evening and tomorrow. The podcast has quite a following. I've seen just episode 5 got over 300 listens just on audio. I don't even know how many people listen to it on iTunes or any of the other places, or just by directly linking to the audio. So we'll see. It's obvious that this podcast is really popular, so thank you guys for being faithful listeners and listening to me talk all the time. So as I get into this podcast, the last thing I want to mention is that this podcast will likely be a lot shorter than previous podcasts because I have a lot less news. It was a much shorter time between podcasts, only a month and a week or so. And, you know, there's not much Star Fox-related news happening right now. We're still waiting for Brawl and Star Fox Wii news to come out, if any. And more about that in a minute. If you've been to the Crystal Archive recently, you will have noticed that there was an update. And that update I'm going to review for you now. First off, I did some major, major additions to the audio section. I finally bit the bullet and put up a page for Assault voice acting. Now, as you probably know from my descriptions earlier on the site, that it's currently impossible to record audio from voice acting directly from Star Fox Assault, because there's no way to turn down the background music and sound effects. They just don't provide that option in the game. As far as I know, there's no cheat code to do that either, so the only option I'm left with is getting the audio directly from the source, the same way that I did with Star Fox Adventures. More about that in a minute. But for now, I went ahead and built the page, and I've put up a temporary listing of audio clips from Crystal in Assault for both the Japanese and English versions. And, of course, because I have no way of doing it any other way, these clips have background music in them, but it's the best I can do for now. So this, if you want to listen to some the incomplete and background music heavy clips of Crystal talking in Assault, they're now available for it's several MP3s, one for each stage. I put all of her clips for each stage in one MP3 file, so that means there'll be 10 MP3 files per version of the game, because there's 10 missions in Assault, Japanese and American. So have a listen there. You might be interested to hear what Crystal sounds like in the Japanese version. That's pretty interesting. So have a look. That's Aihara does the voice acting for Crystal in the Japanese version of Assault. Of course, the English voice acting in Assault is done by Elise Glidewell. So, that's updated. And secondly, I took the other Crystal music page previously, and I split it in half. And one page I used to create the Crystal Other, which is just whatever's left over, and that contains the audio files for Crystal's grunts and noises, the sound effects she makes when you're playing as her in Star Fox Adventures, and also the iTunes Crystal signature I made. The other part of that page that I've split away has become a page called Crystal Music, and this contains two fan remixes of Crystal's theme, Crystal's Adventure theme on guitar by Tansoon, Crystal's Adventure theme on tuba by DZ Composer. I've also put up there Tansoon's opening podcast theme for this podcast and the closing theme. The opening theme was, of course, based on the Krizoa Palace theme, and the closing theme is based on the Test of Observation, both of which are from Star Fox Adventures. And then I've expanded the endgame music to include Crystal's Adventures music, Crystal's theme, Crystal's music from Star Fox Command, the Krizoa Palace base theme, the Krizoa Palace main theme, which is the one you usually hear, the Krizoa Shrine theme, the Krizoa's Presence theme, Test of Observation, and the Krizoa Collected theme. So that is a lot more audio related to Crystal up there. The next big thing I added in the last update was I put all of the videos I have, except for maybe the ones from Command and Dinosaur Planet, up on YouTube. The video cutscenes from Assault and Adventures are both, all of them are on YouTube right now. Some of you noticed that they have been put up there before I actually mentioned it on the main page, so that was a nice surprise, I hope, for all of you. And lots of people loved those videos. I've had about 8 people already subscribed to the Crystal Archive users videos, which is me, okay? So that's up there, and I also put up the Japanese voice acting clips for each Assault cutscene. So you could already do this, but now you can download the video from a Star Fox Assault cutscenes, and If you choose, there's an MP3 beside each one that has the audio clip from that scene in Japanese. So you can hear what all the characters sound like in those themes, in those scenes, and see what they look like in the scene. I apologize, I'm still doing this without a script as I did last time, but I spent much less time in preparation, so what can you do? Alright, the next thing, there is a new fan film by Jess from Mead, put up a Crystal Tribute / Halo video, and it makes a lot of use of fade transitions between different scenes, so it's pretty cool. Check that one out. It's the newest Crystal-based fan film on YouTube and now on the Crystal Archive. 56.3 megabytes. It's huge. As promised from a long, long, long time ago, those questions I asked the Adventures developers, well, I finally put their text form on the webpage, and that's under the article section under Crystal Interviews. It has all the questions I asked that I can adequately reveal. I can't reveal certain information that will identify the people who gave me these answers, but you can read the question and their answer with some editing, and that should shed a lot of light on the Adventures creation and Crystal and her creation and what they all think about it, including some information about, you know, who modeled Crystal in the first place. Crystal was modeled by Kevin Bayliss in the N64 version, and in the GameCube version it was Joni Christensen. So that's some previously unrevealed information, except in this podcast and on the Crystal Interviews page. So check it out. It's a good read. It's not very long either. I need to ask some more questions. I've already sent questions to the contacts I have, and they haven't gotten back to me yet with those new answers, but we'll see. We'll see. The next thing was a person emailed me named Agni, and Agni told me when listening to the Adventures cutscene where Fox receives Crystal's staff, they didn't think that they heard certain parts that were indicated in the subtitles. The subtitles would say something, but Crystal wouldn't actually say it. Well, I went back and checked, and it turns out Agni is right. So the cutscene where Crystal is saying in Sorin, "If you receive this message, then I am in great danger. The staff you hold in your hands is a powerful weapon. You must learn to use it wisely. It will give you guidance when its powers can be used. My staff's main use is in combat, and in time your skills may grow. Try different actions to unleash its powerful attacks. You can also use it to explore the world around you. Try lifting rocks or knocking items out of trees. I'm sure you will find it very useful. Take care of my staff, and it will take care of you," as she would say. Well, it turns out that the line about the fourth line, "It will give you guidance when its powers can be used," it's in the subtitles, but it's not actually spoken by Crystal in the Sorian. And likewise, the second to last line, where it says in the subtitles, "I'm sure you will find it very useful," she doesn't actually say that. I was wondering about that because it did seem kind of short for the amount of subtitles, and also the fact that the English version of this cutscene, which I found through the source code decoding, did not have as much text as was in the subtitles. But I never put two and two together. And thank you very much, Agni, for bringing that to my attention. And so that's been a note has been placed on the Adventures voice acting page to indicate that difference. Last time on the Crystal Archive podcast, I meant to mention something that I didn't, in fact, mention. So I did put it in the last update, and now I'm going to officially mention it. I'm putting up a bounty, much like the bounty I put up for the Star Fox Adventures GameCube demo disc, which I have received and am very thankful for. I'm now going to offer $50 to anyone who can develop a method to do one of two things, or both. I'll give you two $50 checks if you can do both of them, but, you know, it's not, these are kind of separate actions. One thing is I need someone to help me decode the audio from Star Fox Assault so that I can get the voice acting clips from not just Crystal, but all of the characters. And if I can get, I need to get those clips without background music, no direct source audio of voice acting clips. And if I can get those, I'll send you a $50 check, and you can either send me a program that I can use to manually do the translations, or high quality versions of all the audio clips. The second bounty is on Star Fox Command. I would like to get my hands on the actual 2D sprites, not the 3D models for like the R-Wings and such, but the actual 2D sprites of all the characters in Star Fox Command. That includes, of course, Crystal. And I need to have the variations and the animation frames and just the plain old sprites. And I want those because that's, you know, direct source Crystal imagery that you just can't get by recording it with a video camera. And of course, there's no way to do a direct source Nintendo DS recording. So this is really the only way to get those kind of sprites. And it'd also be helpful if I can use those sprites, not just for Crystal, but for the others. I can use them in the Star Fox Command All the Words webpage. So instead of it saying the word Crystal says whatever, I can actually have her face saying that, just like in the cutscene, although it won't be animated or anything like that. So if you have any experience with decoding audio from GameCube games or from decoding sprite information from Nintendo DS games, try your best, and I've got $50 waiting for anyone who can do either of those tasks. And later, I'll be advertising these bounties on some of the emulation forums. See if I can't get someone there interested, because I'm not so sure that those kind of people would be browsing my site normally. So I'm working on it, getting full quality audio and full quality sprites. The last thing to do with updates is the fan art section. And that is, I have, in the time since the last update, and likewise the last podcast, I've come across another about 50 new fan arts. And I'm not really going to update the Crystal Archive. As I said, I won't be updating it until I get full redone redesign of the website and move to the different server, as I mentioned in the last podcast. So, for now, any new fan arts I find, I'll be posting on the Crystal blog, which you can find at crystal.dewightdesign.com/blog. And I've already done that. So this morning I posted 48 new Crystal fan arts. Some of them are from Fur Affinity, but most are from Even Art. They're all good, they're all clean and everything. Some very nice ones in there. So check those out if you're hungering for a new fan art. And I'll get back into the fan art section when I talk about some news about the website. But that's in the next section, which is a good segue, because now I'm going to talk about the latest news. Okay, well, on March 5th through 9th, 2007, that is the time in which the Game Developers Conference for 2007 occurs. This is only a couple of weeks away, and one of the main video game related conferences is coming up. And Shigeru Miyamoto will be the keynote speaker at this event. And it's a foregone conclusion that we'll be hearing a bunch about the Wii, about how revolutionary it was, and all that great stuff. Well, and since he's speaking, I believe also the Japanese president of Nintendo will be speaking also. I think his name is Atawa. I can't pronounce his name. I apologize once more for that. But some major Nintendo executives will be talking to game developers and the press. So I'd say that if we're going to hear anything about Brawl in the coming weeks, this is when we're going to hear about it. It's probably going to be the only major announcement we're going to hear about it until the game is actually going to be released, when we get a release date. So during the Game Developers Conference, I'm expecting to hear some kind of announcement of perhaps a date and maybe an additional video. It's not likely they'll show us all the characters. They didn't show us all the characters when Melee was coming out. But there is a small chance that if A, Crystal was accepted into Brawl, and B, they want to show it to us and she's not a secret character, then we might actually see some Crystal in Smash Bros. Brawl in the coming days. Let's cross our fingers and hope, people. Second thing, I'd like to put to rest a rumor. Well, not so much put to rest, but make you aware of it. BestBuy.com has listings for games that aren't out yet, including Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Metroid Prime 3, and my most anticipated title, Super Mario Galaxy, for the Wii. BestBuy.com lists all three of those as having a release date of March 15th. This is obviously wrong, because no one in their right mind, not even Nintendo, will release that many games on one day. Not to mention the fact that it's highly unlikely that they're all at the same stage of development. It's more likely that Metroid Prime 3 is closer to finish than Brawl is, and likewise, Brawl is probably closer to being finished than Super Mario Galaxy, although we have so little information on those last two that I can't really tell how far along either one is. But I just wanted to let you know the rumor is out there. March 15th is a highly unlikely date, but some people are saying it. BestBuy.com, which, as far as I know, has never been very accurate with their release dates. But just letting you know. And that I became aware of it, I should mention, because the Eggman on the Crystal Lovers Association's podcast, Club Chris, mentioned it last time that those three games will be coming out on March 15th, and I questioned where he got it, and he said BestBuy.com. So, I'm letting you know that's where that came from. Okay. Recently, in the last couple days, Nintendo has said that they are looking into releasing some Japanese-only games in America for the Virtual Console on the Wii. And that's okay. I mean, you know, that's good news for any Fire Emblem fans and anyone who admires a particular Japanese game that never got it to America. But the fact that they're talking about this brings up a new possibility, and that is that they might possibly, very remote chance, but possibly agree to put out for the Wii's Virtual Console games that were never actually released. And this is significant for two reasons. One is Star Fox 2, the unreleased Super NES game that was intended to be the sequel to the original Star Fox. It doesn't have Crystal in it, but it's of very big interest to any Star Fox fan. If we could get an official build of Star Fox 2, I think the Star Fox fan community would do a collective huzzah about it. And the other possibility is, of course, Dinosaur Planet, the unreleased N64 game that would later become Star Fox Adventures. That might also get released. And now, I should keep in mind, these are all very remote possibilities. Based on my own personal speculation, this does not warrant a rumor status, okay? But I'm just saying that the possibility exists. And Dinosaur Planet would, of course, have the original Crystal in it. That game, Dinosaur Planet, was almost finished, maybe 95% finished, before it was changed into Star Fox Adventures at the request of Nintendo. So, if that were to come out, that would mean an additional game where Crystal, not quite the Crystal we all know and love, but Crystal nonetheless, would serve a full game. She would take up half of the missions in that game. You get to play the game halfway through, at least, with Crystal. So, that is a good possibility, should it happen. Although I sincerely doubt it. Next bit of news was that Star Fox Command was finally released in Europe a couple weeks ago, at the end of January. And as far as I can tell, they love it. Well, the Nintendo of Europe sat down and spoke to Takuya Imamura, the producer of Star Fox Command, and they asked him about the possibility of Star Fox on the Wii. You know, we've been rumoring about how a Star Fox game might play out on the Wii, and of course, if it comes out on the Wii, more than likely, Crystal will be in it too. Well, he responded by saying the following: "I wonder how the adventure of Fox and Friends is going to go next time. I have come up with some idea in my mind, but it's still just a small one. I will try my best so that I can deliver it to you sometime." Now, unless this guy is just crazy or delirious, I'd say that's a pretty good confirmation that Nintendo is currently working on a Star Fox Wii title. Hooray! Alright, so yes, we're gonna get another Star Fox game, hopefully in the same spirit of Star Fox 64 and Star Fox Command, which is great control, massive levels, and fun gameplay. Adventures and Assault had some of that, but they were significantly different. They changed the formula, and the controls were not nearly as precise as they could have been. And those are my only major two complaints with those two games. So hopefully we'll get the best of both worlds, which is, of course, Crystal and great gameplay in one game, Star Fox Wii, yet to be announced. So, I mentioned last time that I'm going to be redesigning the website, the Crystal Archive, with a new layout system that's going to be more secure and have better features for everybody. And I went into a detailed explanation of perfect layout, as I call it, last time. Well, I'd like to announce that perfect layout, as of about a week ago, is complete. I have finished all the code I'm going to do in version 1. It's done. And the previous week, I've spent making a website around that website so that people can see it, use it, and download it, know how it works. So that's taking a bit of time. Until I finish that, I probably won't start working on the new Crystal Archive. But I've already used the perfect layout system to design other websites, which is what it's for. And the design phase with perfect layout only takes a couple hours. If I know what I want the archive to look like, it will take me literally no time at all to turn it into a full website, however I want it to look. So once I get that done, it'll be relatively rapid changes. I'll be able to quickly make new Crystal Archive version 3 for all of us to enjoy. So that's coming soon, although I can't promise on any date. When I was posting on the Star Fox Online's Mega Crystal Fan Art topic, I linked once again to the main Crystal Fan Art list on the Crystal Archive. And a couple people complained that with over 1,500 cells in this table, for 1,500 fan arts, it just broke their browser, crashed their browser, and I apologize for that. I just don't have a computer to test lower hardware requirements. So on his suggestion, people at the Star Fox Online, I will be in the future, probably with the next major update with version 3, be separating the main list into three or four separate pages with about 500 fan arts apiece, so that it won't overload people's browsers. I've got a sad announcement about one of the more well-known Crystal fan art artists, and that is Allrun. Allrun has decided to change, and he has removed his entire gallery from allrun.deviantart.com, including something like 20 or 30 Crystal fan arts. He's one of the quantity-wise the most active Crystal fan artists that I know of, and he removed basically all of them. He's looking to change his image in the art community, so he's taken his one account and changed it into basically two: one for his custom art, which is based on his own creations, and another one called Fan Baked Goods, which is intended to host all of his fan art for various things, including Star Fox. Well, so far he's only posted one of his fan arts, so that is Crystal related, so I'm just going to keep on the lookout for that. But for now, the Allrun art will have to be removed and placed in the missing fan art page. It hurts me to do that because it was so many. But I've already sent him an email asking if I might possibly host the fan art he's not going to host anymore on the Crystal Archive, so we won't lose that to the ether that is the internet. And hopefully he'll agree. If he doesn't, well, you'll have to remember how his art was, and hopefully you've kept a collection of your own. And he's not the only one, unfortunately. I found at least one other artist who has moved or changed their listing, so I'll be taking care of those missing fan arts soon. But Let's just say that by the time I add these 48 new fan arts and at the same time remove the ones that are no longer there, we might end up with an equal sum as the previous update. It might just be 1,500 and no more. It won't look like we've increased any because we had to remove some, so I'm not too happy about that, but it's their choice and their art. So, that's been a really quick podcast, don't you think? I'm already to the questions section, and I only really got one thing that could be defined, a question, and that was from someone named Gray Fox, and they said, "Do you have the model sheet for Crystal?" I was unable to find my response to that person's email, although I most likely sent this response. No, I don't have the official model sheet for Crystal. I don't think anyone does. But you can find all kinds of references in the fan art section, particularly Morningstar's Crystal, which is in the article section, as intended to be a highly accurate reference for Crystal art and 3D projects. And you can try and use that to the best of your ability, and hopefully it'll be exactly what you're looking for. I, of course, have been in the planning stages of taking a bunch of screenshots and videos, from adventures and other games and art. And they're intended to serve as a perfectly accurate reference of what Crystal should look like, and give height measurements and width measurements and pattern measurements so you can see exactly what the various fur and clothing patterns are supposed to look like. But that's a place of ongoing research in my assets folder of the Crystal Archive. I haven't actually created a page for that, and I probably won't create a page for that at least until after the major version 3 update to the Crystal Archive. So, that was Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 6. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot shorter this time. But if you, of course, have any questions, comments, you can hold back on the death threats. That kind of messed me up last time. I actually did get a death threat, and then I didn't realize it was because I asked for it. So don't send any death threats. I can get misunderstanding. So, but send your questions and comments, and I always like to read and hear from you, and I will do my best to answer them as soon as possible, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Hopefully it won't be more than a month this time. So, this is Dwight House, signing off.